Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, you guys. It's a great day already. I mean, it's pretty good. It would be better if it was Friday, but we'll take a Thursday. We're getting close. You can smell it in the air. It's all good. We have Scott Capurro on the show today, so that's super fun. Woo, woo, woo is right. He's got he's back in town and he's got a couple shows coming up. He'll be at the California Theater in Santa Rosa on January 18th and Clandestine Brewery in San Jose on the 31st of this month. He'll be on our show at 8 o'clock this morning. Always good to see him, and often a disaster, but sometimes really funny. So we always like to take that chance. Let's get Scott on here and see how that goes. don't. That, you sound like you treated yourself around a sausage right there.
Oh.
Yeah. 5K a day. Just a quick reminder, please listen to us on the Odyssey app. It's free. It's a quick download. Get yourself set up on there. Click play on Alice, and you're automatically getting yourself entered for some great contests. Starting next week's 5K a day. $5,000 every single day. So if you give us an hour of your time, you get a daily entry. All right, I'm going to start with the wildfires. Just a kind of a... This is happening in celebrity world. This is basically... Where all the celebs are, I mean, like Pacific Palisades is gone. The downtown has been destroyed. It is unbelievable what is happening here. They're out of control. These are the Southern California wildfires. Let's see. They're talking about all these houses in the Palisades specifically that are gone. Adam Brody and Leighton Meester, they have a house together, and that was that's rubble. Anna Faris lost her home. Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag.
Oh, Spencer.
I know. You know, they had those $100,000 crystals at the entrance to their house. I'm sure those survived, right? They'll be able to recoup the money for those, but that's kind of a blast from the past, right?
Oh, a big market for used crystals, huh?
Sure, blackened in a fire. Like, maybe that imbues them with some kind of power or something.
Right.
Paris Hilton lost her Malibu beach house. As of last night, I don't have an update on this, but Fergie's house was in the path of the flames as well. Ben Affleck, he fled his, I think this is the house he just got. It's a $20 million house, and he headed over to Jennifer Garner's house.
Did you say his house burned down?
He had to leave. He evacuated.
Okay.
I don't have word on that. As of last night story. So Jennifer Garner's house has not been told to evacuate yet, but they are actually on standby in that neighborhood. Like, he's there, which makes sense. He's got kids there. You want to, when there's something happening like this, your plan is get to my kids so I can protect them. I guess Ashton Kutcher was seen at a friend's house watering plants, like out there with a big hose, and everyone's out there trying to wet everything down. And keep the fire from spreading. Other stars who either evacuated or have already lost their homes include Mark Hamill, that's Luke Skywalker, Mandy Moore, Jamie Lee Curtis, Jennifer Grey, Ricky Lake, Eugene Levy, Billy Crystal, John Goodman, Miles Teller, Cary Elwes, Anthony Hopkins, our friend Eddie Ift. In addition, like everything is canceled down there, like no surprise at all. There were a bunch of premieres that were scheduled and a bunch of just production on TV shows, et cetera, all halted.
Sports, too.
Palisades Charter High School is a high school, and it's been used in a ton of movies. It was in Freaky Friday. It was in Carrie. It was the high school that they used for Carrie. So it's a landmark, and that's gone. Burned down. Corey Feldman. This is interesting. I'm just going to read. Like, I love Corey. I think Corey is, he's always weird, always amazing. Corey had an interesting take. He says, "My heart goes out to all the innocent lives that will be lost in the forest and to good people who lose everything and don't deserve this, though some karma may be at play."
Oh.
Don't say that. Don't say that. That's not. So I'll keep you updated as far as, you know, any kind of celebrity angle, but I know you have a ton of information about this.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll give you what I've got, but I think we've all seen that the thing I want to remind everyone, not to like freak you out, but this is California now. This is something we have to be worried about. And one of the things I think about, I mean, I hate the idea of, you know, the little forest lives being lost. Mm. I'm with him. Who was that again?
Corey Feldman.
I'm with him on that, I guess.
Baby, let's go.
The thing that freaks me out about this is because fire insurance has become so untouchable, how many people, even rich people, went, "I'm not paying you $10,000 for something I've never once in my life actually used, only to end up finding yourself without your home.
And no money
and
to recoup."
Wishing you, I mean, look, I get it. What's her name? Any one of the people you named, I should say, can probably rebuy a house with cash and it's no big deal.
But they can also probably afford the insurance on it. So, that you know, these, when you talk about rich people, and I'm not saying every celebrity is super rich, but yeah, I'm talking about the average person who's struggling already, loses their home in a fire, and it's...
There are people, and I know this in beach communities as well, so I don't know Palisades specifically, but you get, let's say your parent passes and you take on the house they've left to you.
Yes.
You could never have afforded that on your own, right? But because they've owned it for 30, 60 years, now you've got this beautiful house that you barely can afford to keep and probably couldn't afford the fire insurance on, and that's gone now. Like those situations.
And that's one of the things that about the Palisades is, it's one of those neighborhoods. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, you know, new people coming in, new money, celebrities and things. But there's a lot of old families. I mean, they've lived in the Palisades for generations. Mm-hmm. And there's no way and they're probably sitting on their house thinking, "Well, I'll sell it one of these days. There's my retirement plan."
Right.
For sure. Yeah. My agent, Bob, rest in peace, Eatman, he lived in the Palisades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was like, he said, "I get up every morning, I look around, and I'm like, I'm so lucky. I love where I live." And that town is devastated. And it's funny because you think of it, it's LA, right? So it's, I don't even think of them as being different towns. It's just like this area, this part. It just feels like it's the whole thing. But these are like little communities that have their own little center.
It's no different than here.
Yeah. Right.
You live in Burlingame, you love your Burlingame. Like you live in, where, you know, you're in Mill Valley. Love it here.
And they, and even though, you know, there's no wall built around each of these things. So it just feels like LA to us.
I spent a lot of time in that area because biking, and then I got sober at a facility near there in Malibu. I don't know if it burned down or not, but like the church that I used to go to meetings at's gone. And that whole downtown,
the whole downtown is gone.
Like Moonbeam in Malibu, which is restaurant bar that's been there forever, is gone. You know, place I used to get fish tacos is gone. It is just, it's like watching Lahaina. You know, because when Lahaina burned, that was another place I like to go a lot. And yeah, it's just like, it's just gone like that. It's crazy. It's really sad. I got pretty upset yesterday watching it because it was just so many memories.
Well, and it's not that the thing is, it's not even over. Like it's ongoing. This is horrible.
No. And It's and they're saying the winds might pick up again today.
Oh,
so,
no. I thought they got a break from the winds yesterday.
I heard the winds were going to break after, like, today. Like, overnight, they were still pretty strong, but they were supposed to break today. But that could have changed, and that's the reality of these winds is they are the problem.
Right.
For sure. By the way, just before you move on, and I realize we can't spend the whole time on the fires, but they say the Palisades fire that began Tuesday in Pacific Palisades was sparked by a backyard fire.
Oh.
So they've narrowed it down to the place that it started, and it started at somebody's house.
What we don't, the I don't, hell was
I don't have
going
any
on
more
that?
Info than that. You know, that's one of those things where a grease fire that happened in the kitchen and someone ran outside trying to, you know, get rid of it? Or, you know, like if you ever seen someone do that, they just think, get out of the house, and then they're in the backyard. Or a barbecue that someone was screwing around with. Lighter
it,
fluid,
right.
Whatever.
Oh,
but they say it sparked in a backyard, singular.
That is,
and then the
horrible.
Winds,
right? That's just take it away. Everything is just dried as a bone. Yeah, all the rain that we got, they got none of it. I didn't, even, you know. I guess when you're in it, you're just thinking, oh, California's getting rained on. Well, not all of it. Crazy. I can't believe it. You know they're. There's like a real science to figuring out how a fire started. Like there's people who are just experts at it. They just know exactly. They can see it. They can find it. It's incredible. Can you imagine how you would feel if something caught on fire in your backyard while you're having a barbecue and you wound up burning your whole town and beyond down? Like, how could you even handle that as a human? Like, I would just be, like, I'm just worthless.
Well, I can imagine how bad that would feel, and that's why I'm extremely careful. So I actually can say that in most situations, I would be so careful that if something got out of control like that, I would know I had tried everything to make sure that didn't happen, including calling 911 immediately and getting help.
Mm.
So I'm not someone that would just be all, this will sort itself out. It'll be fine, you know?
No, but say, now now let's say you did everything you could and it still got away from you.
Bummed.
You burned your whole town down. I'm like,
I
don't know how you go on.
I do feel like, you know, there are people, you see them all the time, the ones who would be lazy about that.
Mm. It'll
Flip.
Be fine.
It'll work out. Everything does. Really? A fire in California.
Yeah, let's get
on
that
a
out.
Windy day.
Immediately.
Okay.
The height of fire season.
Moving on, I'll just give you another story that has nothing to do with that. Diddy. He's a pretty big deal in prison, because of course he is. And apparently, they're saying in the story that his ego is huge. Is anyone surprised? I personally am not surprised by that. Shocker. Diddy's ego is...
Diddy's the guy that was at the Oscars after the slap and was like, we're going to handle this as a family. Remember, he came out on the stage. Wasn't he the next guy out there?
I don't know. I think I was so blown away by the slap that I didn't remember that. But as soon as you said that, I'm like, that
we're
gonna does
handle
sound.
This. We'll get this. And I'm sitting there
thank
going,
God for Diddy.
Okay, he's on the case. Thank goodness. What? Who are you?
I'm Diddy on the case.
You're the barnacle on Biggie. What are you doing? How did you...
He and turned on Sting. That... You are...
Yeah.
He's a barnacle. That's so funny. Anyway, apparently his ego is humongous. Here's the quote. Even in prison, Diddy's ego is bigger than life. He always wants to be the center of everything. He has to be the biggest star wherever he goes. It's all that matters to him. And that is how his life has gone to this point. Place where he is doing incredibly illegal, horrible things, and he's just sure that he's the guy who's flip about it. Everything will be okay. I'm Diddy. I'm Diddy. What can happen? I'm untouchable.
By the way,
powerful.
The quote he had was, okay, Will and Chris, we're going to solve this like a family at the gold party. But right now, we're going to move on with love. So his solution to that was to...
We'll party. Don't worry about it.
Beyonce's and Jay-Z's. That's the gold party.
He was out there right after that happened.
Listen, I'll tell you something. We're going to have one of our freak-offs.
He's got this, everyone.
Yeah, everybody
don't
show
worry.
Up to my party.
Yeah, we're going to work it out of the freak-off. It's going to be fine.
working out at the Freak-Offs.
Is that what it was called? The Freak-Offs?
Freak-Offs, yeah.
That guy is just yucky. Anyway, okay, so he was a pretty big deal in prison until Luigi Mangione showed up. And this is the first time I've ever cracked a smile about this guy. Luigi is the guy who allegedly killed the CEO of United Healthcare. He's cooling his heels at the place in Brooklyn that Diddy's being held at, the Metropolitan Detention Center. And he's totally stealing Diddy's thunder. Sources say that Diddy is furious. Because this guy's getting a hero's welcome. He's sucking up all the attention. Everyone's like, you know how the people outside jail were like, this guy, he's standing up for the people in healthcare. Well, in prison, they're all very much fans of his. And Diddy is so mad. And I'm got to say, I'm happy about it. F Diddy.
I'd be worried if I were Luigi.
Well.
He seems to be willing, allegedly, pardon me, willing to rape anyone. Man or woman. All the stories,
yeah,
you're like,
yes.
Oh my God.
Luigi's going to get it.
There's guys out there saying, yeah, he drugged me and raped me.
Maybe it's the new power couple.
Oh, they're going to rule the roost over there at the Brooklyn Detention Center. Yeah, it's a gross story, and it's not, but there are terrible people in prisons. And that's two of them right there. Diddy. You've mentioned it a few times, actually, and I'm sure you're not alone in this. Kids and anxiety, it's almost like the more you know about mental health, the more you self-examine and you find that you're self-diagnosing
Well, what I also fear is the more we've made mental health, brought it to the forefront, and that's good.
Yes, absolutely.
But the problem becomes you're handing excuses to some people as well.
Right.
I can't do that. I have anxiety. Well,
right.
Some things are just hard and you have to push through
now,
them.
Now, this is where you develop coping mechanisms.
Like there are right. Weird. We got to find these lines now.
Yes.
That's the issue with my kid who has some is we're working on, is this a push through moment?
Right.
Or is this a moment where we go, you're right. It's probably
we're
going
to be sensitive
right
to how you feel about this. So here's the thing, and I'm not making a statement on anybody's kids here. I'm saying that I think that maybe kids have always had anxiety and we're just super aware of it now because they know how to put a name on it. There are 6 shows and movies that will help kids. This is a People magazine article, and I thought, why not? 6 shows and movies that help kids deal with anxiety. They are... Inside Out 2. So there's that. Plus Inside Out 1. I mean,
Those are two of the best movies ever made.
Turning Red, Frozen, Finding Nemo, Winnie the Pooh, and Ted Lasso. Which Ted Lasso feels... Well, I guess, for someone who's 13, 14 years old and just getting, there's some dicey stuff in there, but there's also...
Well, he has anxiety, so they make that a feature in the show where he's running from his own field because he's freaking out. So it's in there, and I think that that's... But not for little kids.
No. But I am thinking that maybe what they're intending with this is that it's as when you're a kid, you're kind of like you're a ping pong ball. You're having fun mostly. And, hopefully, right. You're just being a kid. It's as you start to become aware of the eyes of other people and where you fit in the world. And as you I always think of it as being like the 6th grade thing. Like I remember getting really sort of starting to have feelings about other people and noticing how they felt about me in about 6th grade. Like as you get into middle school and then into high school. So there's one of these shows that they've mentioned here is called 8th Grade. And it's the main character navigates awkward middle school experiences while internally striving to manage her apprehension and unease. So I put this on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you got a kid suffering from some anxiety, these are just purported to be things that might resonate with them. And help them through
something. So I'm right there right now. We're there.
Yep.
And I will mention this now because it's a mistake I made, I don't know how, a handful of years ago. I went and got my kids right before when they announced the iPod was being canceled. This is not a phone. It's an iPod.
Right.
It's for music and videos like Disney Plus.
Yes.
So I was thinking This is going to be
but
great.
But it looks like a phone. It was that one that looks like a phone, but it wasn't
it has
a phone.
A screen,
it's only for...
So you can watch Disney Plus on it. And but it also has iMessage, and you can also FaceTime call
people.
So
it's basically a phone.
Well, when I bought it so they could listen to music.
Right.
That's what I was thinking. And I did not, as a grown-up, really remember that kids always keep... They're working at things all day while you're busy working at life.
Being an adult, right.
So there they are, busy like hacking stuff in their own special little way. And my kids have absolutely... They started texting with family, and it was like, okay, they're texting Nona. It's great. Well, the older one who goes to this drama group has met a lot of older kids who all have phones, and they have ended up as contacts in her little iPod, and she's texting with them. And we've had this like realization, nothing's happened yet, but it's part of that anxiety.
Yep.
They're trying to, and I remember this as I've told you guys this, I used to skateboard with the older kids, and my in with them was I was good at it. So they welcomed me into the group, but it wasn't, I wasn't in touch with them once I left the skate park or the ramp.
They were there or they weren't.
Yep. The end.
Right.
I didn't even know have the, there's
phone
no
numbers,
way they
right.
would have my number.
For what?
Yeah. What
so
are you going to do?
Stay up all night?
Call me?
Say you hang up. No, you hang up.
Dork. Get
you
out
hang
here.
Up first. No, you hang up
anyway,
first.
Anyway, but these kids have been texting and it's the kind of anxiety that you'd expect a young person to have. We pulled it from her and looked at it and went, she can't have this. She's not, her brain isn't capable of texting someone.
How did that
and
go?
And when they don't text back right away, texting again.
Oh no.
Because it's kid brain.
Yep. Hey, why aren't you?
Yeah.
Where are you?
It's that kind of stuff where
you
go.
Do you not like me anymore?
Oh my God.
Yep.
What have we done?
Mm.
So I'm saying this story not because I'm trying to put my daughter's business or our family business out there, but I did tell you I bought iPods triumphantly like, hey, I'm such a good dad. Look what I went and got them.
Music.
It has backfired.
Mm.
And we have had to rip them from them.
She basically, you know what's interesting is phone calls. If you can do FaceTime, you get all the phone calls you need. It's the text messaging. It's the contact with the outside world that this device gives you.
And the anxiety is real. From some of that. And also social media. No question. Like they don't have that. But if we let that open that door... She'd be ruined.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. She can get apps on that thing, right? So she could get Instagram. She could do that.
I don't know if she could or couldn't. I don't know.
Is there a camera on that phone?
But she doesn't have that anymore now.
Oh, I'm good.
It's been pulled from
her. How did that go?
It went, so far, really well.
Mm.
Because we've pointed out a lot of the reasons she's gotten lazy and doesn't want to go out because she's got this. And we didn't put it all together until we put it all together and then went, okay, dad's genius idea has backfired entirely.
Mm.
So just so you all know, if you're thinking that, it's part of the problem. Just so you know. You may already know that. You may not be dumb enough to bring home the iPod and go, hey,
well,
look at how cool dad is.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
I'm the best. Anyway, we better break.
We will break and we'll be back in a sec.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, our whole show whenever you want to listen to it. Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. Check it out for free on the free Odyssey app.
What is up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Oh, I love Fremont Bank.
Fremont Bank is powering up to start 2025 off right. By banking with the community bank, you're contributing to important community efforts that help fuel Bay Area neighborhoods. Explore FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com. Okay, everyone. So here's good morning.
Hi.
And here's what's happening.
Hi, handsome. Can't do that anymore. Somebody call HR. It's ridiculous.
No, I like it.
Oh, well. Now I'm going to call because you like the thing I said.
Great.
There's no winning.
Sunny in 60s today. There'll be much lighter winds than we've been seeing. That's but good. Still some.
Yep.
So the biggest story of the day by far is the LA fires. It's terrible.
Yep.
And I don't have a lot to share with you as it all falls under the umbrella of it's terrible. It's exactly what no one would want to find themselves in the middle of, which is say goodbye to your house and where do we go from here? Mm. You know, I don't know that.
It's awful.
And they've been reporting a lot of celebrities and many people have been saying, this area is not only celebrities.
Right.
But and that's what I was trying to mention earlier is because of the way a lot of the home insurance companies have started dropping people or raising the rates to the point where
you can't do it
or you can, but you would say, I'm not giving you, I've never used my home insurance and you want $10,000 to go out of my pocket
mm-hmm.
into yours mm-hmm. to never be seen. That's for
ever
1 year.
1 year.
I know people who around here and in my neighborhood have said, we're just going to take out insurance on the nut we still owe. So they're instead of taking the insurance out on the $2 million home, they only took it out on the $200K they still owe the bank.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's great. Except if something like this were to happen,
you'd have a lot to sell. At least your mortgage would be paid off. It's not great. But it is an option for someone who can do that. The problem,
and that may be what people have done down there. I don't know.
It's honestly, it's just become this whole insurance thing is really scary because you do need it. If there's a catastrophe, you need it. And I just feel like it's kind of outrageous that it's become so incredibly unaffordable.
I mean, it just really is a problem. And I know that there are people down there caught in the middle of that. They're not the rich people that were, you know, make the TV. I saw James Woods. He's a guy who was, I think
I'm not a fan.
Oh, James Woods?
Yeah. He had some stuff to say that was just like, was just blaming everyone.
I didn't see any of that. I'm just saying they're throwing out all the names of celebrities. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, plenty of normal people live in these neighborhoods who are like,
well, if we did a story about, you know,
Frank.
Yeah. Frank Jones. You know, he also lost his home.
Right.
People would, you know, we care about celebrities.
Anyway, the reality is this has been an incredibly destructive fire season. The worst they've seen, and men, you keep hearing that quote too. I've never seen anything like this. Mm. In 24 hours, it went from nothing to devastation.
Mm.
I do still have the Palisades fire that began Tuesday in the Pacific Palisades was sparked by a backyard fire. Someone did write in, and it's good information. I appreciate that. A backyard fire can spark by a lawnmower.
Yes.
So there are ways a backyard fire could happen. I don't know how it got that far out of control.
Right. Well, it's windy. It catches in a dry bush and the next thing, and now it's on the fence and it's getting blown into the next door neighbors. It's just such a tragedy.
Yep, it is. So anyway, this is the latest is just that it continues to be a major story and a major problem. And we won't really have, like there's 5 deaths now. Many are saying they're bringing canines that can specifically hunt out possible loss of life.
Right.
So it's still very much a live story. I'll bring you any updates I can, but for now we'll move on because we've talked about it a lot.
Yep.
So there's that. I was watching the evening news last night, and even the weather people up here, the whole angle is the weather down there. Like, it's
where's the smoke going to go?
And then the celebrity trash angle and the weather. It's just really,
it's a big story right now.
It's a lot.
Our precious celebrities. We need to talk about them.
Is kind of funny, actually.
Oh, good.
Because when we fly, you know, you get in a plane. I've been flying my whole life. My dad worked for the airlines, and you get free tickets, but you have to fly standby.
Right.
So we used to get punted off of flights all the time and be stuck in airports wherever. I'm in Atlanta for the night. And I'm five. Great.
It's an adventure, kid. Deal with it. The free flight.
Anyway, on top of the traditional things that come up with travel now, including they get there 2 hours early and they get past security, there's plenty of people who just don't like to fly. Mm-hmm. They're nervous. Yes. They're tripping. They need their drinks, or they need their Percocet, or they...
Ativan.
Or they need a paper bag.
Right.
So this story is about pilots. Tim the pilot, if you're out there.
Hey, Tim the pilot.
Feel free to text us. I'd love to hear what you have to say on this one. Passengers who think they're being gracious with this one habit actually offend pilots. Pilots call it rude. Please stop clapping when we land safely in the location. And I thought, well, that's a weird thing to get upset about.
You know, after the 2.5 hours of constant turbulence and the scary drop there at the end and the bounce landing, and we're on the ground, I'm not clapping for you. I'm clapping for life. We lived! We lived!
Travelers are being warned, please stop clapping when the flight lands, as it is considered rude and improper etiquette.
Why? Just accept the accolades, because that's not even what they are, by the way.
If you have a particularly rocky flight and a difficult landing, maybe a slight golf clap, if at all. No, or thanks to the pilot as you leave with a regular flight. Please stop the clapping.
I don't feel like a regular flight gets a round of applause at the end. People just get up and get their crap and get out of there.
Sometimes people clap when they land in Vegas.
Oh,
you know, or
get
Hawaii.
That party started.
Yeah, people are clapping.
And again, that's not really for the pilot. That's called, I am happy about life. My life is going to be great this weekend. I lose the house.
Burbank a lot, and it's a rough landing. It is. It's a short strip, and it's rocky going in. People clap all the time. Once that plane stops.
Because they're scared to effing death.
Yeah.
Right. I'm clapping because I lived.
Pilots,
I'm clapping for me.
The applause feels insultingly sarcastic.
I really feel like when a whole plane of people claps for you, it's not insultingly. That's so. I actually am very annoyed by this, pilots. That doesn't mean. Well, I'm not flying anytime soon. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, shoot. So I'm with the pilots, flying like any minute now
you're hopping a plane. What are you talking about?
I am on the pilot side. That's right.
This next story, I thought, I know.
That's so silly.
I thought it was funny because you've talked about this with your kids.
All right.
And so I thought, I guess this is new normal.
Okay.
Imagine shelling out thousands for your kids' education and they go off to study this. A college in England is offering classes now on how to make phone calls.
Oh, boy.
The main focuses are phone etiquette and phone confidence.
Mm.
Didn't you tell us that your kids are like weirded out by having to call places?
Well, as soon as I noticed that happening, then I was making them call places. It was like, I don't know. I feel like if your kid is of college age and still can't make a phone call, they should be in a how to make a phone call class.
All of my kids that I teach at the university they cannot get on a phone. I make them book guests for one of their assignments. They have to go and book guests, and not one of them will ever try to call somebody or, you know, try to call a number for, you know, a comedy club or something like that. They just don't know how to use the phone.
Yeah, we need to make that more of a thing that people do. It's not just about making a phone call. It's about having the confidence to talk to someone that you don't know in a way that demonstrates that you've got it together and you've got a question and you need some help, or, you know, whatever the reason might be. Like, we need to, if you live your life in your house looking at a phone, you're not developing the skills where you look at a person and aren't having a heart attack inside.
Homework at the Phone Call College.
Is this a whole college dedicated to this?
Well, no, it's not, just one class. But it's still like, are you kidding me? You're taking a phone calling class in college, but apparently you need it. Homework includes calling restaurants to ask what time they close instead of Googling it.
Mm.
They also have to call stores and ask if something's in stock.
Those are simple things that we adults who didn't grow up with a phone glued to our hand have no problem with.
A poll from last year found 70% of people under 35 prefer texting.
Yes.
23% never answer their phone ever.
I'm one of those people. I never want to answer my phone.
One student they talked to said phone calls are hard because you have to talk off the cuff. She said texting's easier because you can think about it the right way to approach someone.
Or you can overthink the right way to approach someone. I don't know. I like to hear people's actual reactions.
An older guy, I guess, who'd taken the class says that I used to have telephobia too, but I learned to have
telephobia
to have to know what you're going to do and how you're going to handle the call in advance and then execute. That way it flows a little more naturally because you've already thought through. I can't imagine that an audience of one would really bind you up, but okay.
Yeah. Do you make your kid make phone calls?
I try to model a lot of things for them, including when I make phone calls, I let them hear me make the call and how I treat people. Mm-hmm. I'm very careful. We went to the grocery store. I let them pay for things just last night. We had tacos for dinner.
Yum.
And I was like, you guys are coming to the grocery store. And then they went, can we go to Target? And I went, all right, we'll go to Target too. So we went to Target and got, but I try to say hi to the people that work there. Yep. I try to make sure they know I'm part of the world around me. And so are you. So that person that just helped us, thank them.
Yeah.
Say hello to the, like all these things that you realize I've got to show these kids how to do this.
And you also realized then that you did learn that too. Like it's a failing if your kids don't do that stuff because you also had to learn it. And maybe if you didn't learn it, I guess you didn't, for then it's your parents failing. But we need to be doing that stuff. What always kills me, and this is such a little petty bitch of mine, is I walk on the sidewalk a lot. I walk all around my town all the time. And I'm on the sidewalk and there's kids and people and dogs and groups of people and whatever. And I'm near a high school. So there's be like groups of kids at lunchtime as I'm walking down the street. Like people, I just seem like they are not aware of the world around them anymore. Like, I'm sorry. Did I just have to step off the curb so that you and your friend could walk by shoulder to shoulder without an excuse me? Pardon me, old lady on the side of the road. Like, and people will bump into you and then they turn around and look at you like you're the jerk. I'm like, excuse me, I guess, for you bumping into me. I don't know. Jeez Louise, we just are not dealing with each other well these days.
Our text numbers ain't even. My 18 and 21 year olds both avoid making phone calls like it's the plague. It's a thing, I guess.
Yeah. The thing is, though, fine. They're not making phone calls. They don't. A lot of places, you don't even have to make a phone call. They've got a website. They've got a phone tree thing, you know, the phone message thing that you can get through and push the buttons. But at some point, they're going to be dealing with an insurance company and they're going to need to get on the phone with someone. Or they're going to need to work something out with the bank or at their doctor's office or whatever it is. Like, you have to learn these things.
Yeah. 916 says, I'm 60. Please don't call me. Send a text. Thanks. I understand what you're saying.
But you,
I also
you would be
like
able
to use my texting machine.
I know.
But if I've got to get info or make a reservation or do anything where people are involved, I have zero, no fear.
Right.
None. Zero.
Right.
It doesn't enter my mind like, what if this doesn't go well? Because it's going
to
be
But fine. You got practice. We grew up having to call places, having to call people, having to deal with people working in places. And our kids aren't having to do that.
Well.
So it's hard for them. They're like, what?
This is where we're headed, America.
Oh, my God. America, the world, humans, this is where we're headed.
Phone call classes in college and high school.
Oh, my God.
Have a good one.
And extend that to social interaction classes and general awareness of the world around you. Sorry, I'm ranting now.
No, it's, but it's, they're very good points. What's coming up in the trash?
I'm sure there's something. The Traitors! Plus, a kinky AI breakup.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that!
Alice at 97.3.